Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Executive Show.
Nothing easy.
An inside look at the Warriors front office.
Hey, can somebody give Bob some credit?
With President of Basketball Operations and GM, Bob Myers, on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Free Spirits, non-alcoholic spirits for amazing cocktails that keep you in the game. Available at drinkfreespirits.com.
The GM and President of Basketball Operations, Bob Myers, joins us every other week here on the Morning Roast. When he doesn't come on, it's Zaza Pachulia. Happy New Year, Bob. How you doing, man? Thanks for joining us again.
I'm good, fellas. How are you guys?
Oh, man, we're doing good. We're doing good. And you know what? We're going to just start this off and get it out the way. We're going to get it out the way because everybody's been asking us and everybody's been texting us and DMing us, Bob. Was Klay Thompson throwing up the six a hint that Sunday could be the day he returns to the floor?
Oh, that's pretty good. I didn't see that. Did he do that from the game? You guys see stuff I don't see.
Bob, I love you.
And he didn't do it. I didn't see it.
You stick Harvey worse than that defender for the Cleveland Browns last night when Najee Harris, I don't know if you saw the highlight, he just stiff-armed some guy just on the sideline there. But Klay Thompson warmed up, and he walked through the tunnel, and he threw up
six.
Yeah. He threw up six.
And
it could have been six for game six Klay. Could have been six for how many threes he's going to hit in a game. But I was doing the math. I was like, wait a minute. Sunday's 6 days away. Why would you throw up the six? I mean, Raymond Ritter, where are you at? You got to help out Bob Myers here.
No. So yesterday, I was in the facility at shoot-around, and he was leaving. And everybody had kind of left, and Klay was sitting in there because he was doing more work. Because when you're not playing in the game that night, you put in more work in the morning. And he's leaving the facility, and we're in the weight room, and he's got his captain's hat on for his boat, you know?
Yeah.
And we're having a conversation. I said, what do you think? And we're talking about it. And he's got I go, can you just take the hat off, man? I can't really take you seriously. I can't take you seriously when you got your captain's hat on. And he looks at me and goes, bro, I drove the boat into work. This is what I do. So the guy is, I mean, you guys don't get to see. Obviously, I know you guys probably see more than most covering the team, but he is such a fun guy, and it's right there. You know, I can't promise it's going to be Sunday, I mean, because we haven't put that, you know, kind of official stamp on the whole thing. But when Rick says it and Klay says it, we'll go, and it's coming. I just don't want to say something that isn't entirely true or accurate, but it's very close.
Well, Bob, for a lot of us Niner fans, they play 125 at SoFi Stadium against the Rams, and if they don't win, they're probably not going to the playoffs because there's no way the Falcons are beating the Saints. If you want to wait till January 18th to give them extra rest, I think we'll all be happy around here.
Very happy.
You know, that big Klay return and the Niners.
Part of it.
Yeah, like that's a little too much.
Yeah, so what do you guys need? I mean, that's the real question. I haven't thought about...
Bob, you know what I need?
Yeah, what do you need?
I need floor seats for the night he returns.
Nobody saw that one coming.
Not really, but I am.
How about that ass? Hey, Bob. That's impressive.
I mean, that's next level. That's next level begging. I mean, he may have clanked it off the rim, but I mean, hey, he took a shot.
He took a big shot. I feel bad asking somebody to pick me up, you know, give me a ride for a couple miles. This guy's asking for floor seats. It's going to be fun. I am, it's going to be whatever it is. It's going to be real exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Bob, where's Wiseman at? Because that's a name that I haven't heard about right now. And I want to get into Poole and some of the guys that have been balling right now. Otto Porter Jr. has been outstanding. Draymond's been outstanding. But where's James Wiseman? I haven't heard any updates on him.
Well, he was getting close, and then, you know, COVID happens. And he's right there to start doing some live stuff, whether it's the end of this week or next week. And that's really been kind of the last thing. And then once you're there, then it becomes, you know, how do we get game reps and real scrimmaging, whether we get that in the Bay and in the city with the team, which is kind of hard to do, depends on the schedule, or do we get Santa Cruz. Now they suspended the G League, so I think that's going to be back up and running soon. So does he get some stuff there? I mean, Clay didn't play in a game, but he spent a lot of time, as everybody knows, working out with those guys. So James is going to have to go through that part. And that for us, it's really that part, Joe. And then after that, it's what does he look like, right? And I don't say that critically. We just can't answer the next step until we see what it looks like. But this team, I will tell you, for a young player, whether it's Wiseman, Kuminga, Moody, it's so hard to crack this. Not that James won't. I think he's going to find a place, but it's a tough team to find minutes on for anybody. I think when James gets back, he will find them. But we're not a situation where, unless you're one of the top three, four guys, you know, minutes are hard to get, at least when we're healthy. And when Clay is back, you know, there's going to be some pretty good players probably deserving more time. And that's going to be the thing Steve will navigate with the staff. And I know the players have talked about and just the sacrifice of what it's going to take for everybody that, you know, because players want to play. But we, when healthy, there's a lot of depth there. So James will have to fit into that puzzle too. I don't, like I said, just say that about him. That's about a lot of our young guys.
Yeah, Bob Myers here on 95.7 The Game on the Morning Roast with Joe Shasky, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill, the President of Basketball Operations and GM of the Golden State Warriors, joins us every other Tuesday here. Bob, I want to discuss a couple things here, and I'm sure we'll get to Jordan Poole in a second, but Andrew Wiggins, you guys make the trade. You trade away D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins and a first-round pick. That first-round pick, we all know, has turned into Jonathan Kuminga, and he looks like a great player in the wings here. He has a lot of potential. But Andrew Wiggins, all-star this year, I mean, this guy has never been this efficient from the three-point line or the field, and he does things defensively. I didn't think he had the ability to. Like the way he plays defense, 4-19 Donovan Mitchell Saturday night, I mean, he's become one of the best two-way players in the league. All-star, right?
I think so, you know, because I'm more – it depends on what you – I guess in my mind, he's an all-star no matter what categories you're looking at. But I always look at the winning part maybe more than others. I mean, you guys can argue about that mattering. I probably value that more than most. So if you have one of the best records and you have three deserving guys, you should get three guys because
Agreed.
Your record shows it matters. You know, and look, this year, he's having a great year. You know, he's probably a guy that the coaches are going to have to vote in, I imagine. Because, you know, I don't think he'll be voted in as a starter. If he was, that would be great. But, you know, you hope the coaches see it. I mean, we see it. I know Steve sees it. And I think that his peers see it. I mean, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, they don't lobby for nothing. I mean, Steph's been in a ton of all-star games and he knows the league. And look, this year's interesting because there's some guys, big name guys that, you know, either been injured or haven't maybe had their best year. And so, you know, I haven't gone through who the 12 guys are, but I don't think he gets to 12. I mean, I think he's before that. So I'm a fan. You know, a lot of people thought last year shooting wise was just kind of a one off, but he's actually gotten better from three. His efficiency, which was a knock on him with a lot of people that didn't like him, would be a reason why. But his efficiency's been great. I'm happy for the guy. He's one of the best people, I'm sure you guys have talked to him, on the team. His teammates love him. He's a great teammate. He plays all the time. And so, look, I know it would mean a lot to him. He probably would never say that, but I think he deserves it. It's not charity. I mean, the guy, he gets it. He's earned it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Steph misses a little bunny last night. He's having a tough night. He turns back, and Wiggins kind of gets him to smile. I'm thinking, God, who would have thought this 2-3 years ago from Andrew Wiggins? You know, just breaking the ice and being an absolute stud opposite Steph Curry and Draymond Green. He's been outstanding. The other guy who I've loved the role that you guys are trying to carve out for him is Jordan Poole. And Bonte and I have been kind of kicking around, you know, who Jordan Poole is and kind of what he means to what they've got going right now. And him off the bench, now he's very different than this guy, but the unorthodox style of play and then the infectious style of play with the fan base, with his teammates, Jordan Poole reminds me a lot of the Warriors version of like a Manu Ginobili. Like, I really love this role of instant offense, instant energy off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, wow, that's lofty praise. I mean, I'm a huge Ginobili guy, and I know you're going with it because he was just, you know, probably should have been a starter. A little bit like we had Iguodala, even though Iguodala and Poole are very different players. But, you know, a guy that doesn't start but could start on many, many teams, and maybe could start on your own team, you know, you could make that argument too. You know, it's the thing that Steve said, and I listened to him last night, I heard you guys, you know, talking about him as well. He, to stay ready after being kind of shut up for 10 days, and then be told, you know, and I think he knew it was coming, you're going to be coming off the bench. You know, it's not that easy to do mentally. And to come in last night, and I Dunleavy and I were talking about it last night. That might be the best game Jordan's played. I mean, if you look at his efficiency, his passing, his control of the game, in a game where we needed him to be that guy, because Steph, you know, like, people are shocked when he has an off night, but he's a human being. It does happen. So to Jordan to kind of step into that role, we're just watching him grow. You know, it's going to be fascinating to see him, because it's always harder when, you know, the team is not, you don't have those keys to drive the car. You know, and who knows when that'll be, because Curry's going to be here a long time. But I'm fascinated to see what Jordan will be like when the offense is kind of his. And we're a ways away from that. But you see these sprinklings. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. You see this this kind of, what it could be, this potential of him kind of let loose. I don't know that he was ready. We saw him let loose as a rookie. And it wasn't he wasn't ready for that. But you're watching him learn as we go, and it's great. I mean, it's a great guy to learn under. It's a great team to learn under, and not only learn, he's helping us right now. So I'm excited for the present and the future for him.
Yeah, Bob Myers here on the Morning Russell on 95.7 The Game. I was reading an article earlier this morning from Anthony Slater of The Athletic, and he was basically talking about Jordan Poole and discussing his role with the team, as Saskia just said, and I didn't realize that he's the guy who's in the gym the longest, his work ethic. Nobody ever discusses that. You know, we would automatically assume Clay or Stephen Curry or even Draymond Green, who's playing at a high level, and we'll get to him in just a second. But Jordan Poole, I guess you guys have this technology where you track how many hours guys spend in the gym. I mean, what is this all about?
Well, you know, it's funny. You guys, if you're ever over at the facility again, there's a system that's really, most teams use it, most, I think almost every team. It's called NOAA. And it tracks your arc. You may have seen, you're probably going to start seeing this stuff in high schools. Colleges have it. And it tracks kind of your shot and how many you take, where from, what your arc is, what your depth is on your shot, your left, right. And you can see if you're really trying to learn how to shoot and correct things, you know, you're always missing left. You're always missing short. Your depth isn't good. And you can see by that technology, if guys turn it on, which most do when they're in there, how often a guy's in there. I mean, you can see a lot of things with it. You can see how good of a shooter. You'd be shocked how good, or maybe not, how great Bielitz. Noah Bielitz is our best shooter. which you'd say, wow, you know. But then you think about it, standing still, he's pretty unbelievable if you guys were to watch him shoot. And Porter's darn good, too. But with Poole, you know, especially when it was early in his career where, you know, guys kind of find their own way. I mean, we do a good job, our coaching staff, of kind of putting your arm around a guy, but you can't make, well, it's no person, if they don't want to do the work, you can try to make, it's like going to the gym. It's like, if you're always begging a guy to go, it never really works. It might work for a little while, but with Jordan, what we found was he was willing to do it, and not only willing, he likes it. He likes the work. And that's what you see with a guy like Steph and Clay, and when we had Durant, I mean, they like the work. And if you find someone like that that's got some talent, and then the work is part of it to them, then you got a chance with those guys. We never, I said, I don't know if it was written in that, I know what article you're talking about because I was interviewed for it. I said that's the hardest thing to figure out when we draft a player is two things. One is how much do they love to play? Without the money, without the fame, the life, how much is this like to play? Would they play for free? And two, how hard will they work? And with Jordan, he loves the game and he loves to work. And give a guy talent and those two things, I mean, you could get something good. But you can't really know that. I wish we knew that when we drafted anybody. But we get to see it. You know, it's not fair for the listeners or you guys. We get to see it, right? And people probably just saw his performances on the court, which matter too, and say, what's this guy doing? We get to see what happens when the lights go off. And credit to Jordan and Chris DeMarco, the guy that works with him, and our coaches for kind of keeping on him. And he's look at him now. I mean, I'm happy for the guy.
I mean, it's incredible. The juxtaposition between where he was 2 years ago and where Tyler Hero was 2 years ago, and you're watching him on the court, and it's like Jordan has taken this huge ascension, and I'm not sure that Tyler Hero has taken that next step forward. So you're right. It's 100%. You don't know what the off-court desires of a player or internal desires of a player are going to be. I'm more fascinated with how you've put this team together. Bob, you're a big sports fan. New England Patriots, you know, St. Louis Cardinals. There are certain teams, San Antonio Spurs in basketball, when we talk about team building, they get this like aura, this culture. They find a way to piece together teams, not just players, teams. And you guys have done that this year. Bielitsa, Otto Porter, Iggy coming back. We were so worried about the rookies. How much are the rookies going to play? They're barely factoring into this season. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, you get the best out of Andrew Wiggins. I mean, I just can't believe that you guys envisioned it to go this well, because me and Bonte are sitting here saying, I mean, you guys are better than we thought heading into the year. Is it better than you thought heading into this year?
Yeah. But not better than some of the people in the organization thought. But I'm the wrong guy to ask. I'm always kind of like waiting for something not good to happen. So it depends on your personality, right?
You're a worrier, like Shasky. You know,
I'm a worrier.
If you guys, I'm a worrier, which holds my optimism back. But if I was just being honest, and you saw what we saw in the preseason and the scrimmaging, you know, and you just showed up and you were, you know, you guys were just watching, you'd be like, damn, some of these guys are all right, or this fits.
Right.
You could see that early. Some of our people thought that early. And there's no reason why I shouldn't have thought it, because we saw it. But, look, I mean, this is my 10th year. The thing I would say about us and Steve's 8th year, you know, you learn, right? You don't learn as – when we were winning, sometimes you don't learn that too. I mean, those going to the finals 5 years in a row, I mean, that is – you can't find that kind of experience. Losing game 7 of the finals, as painful as that is, you can't tell someone what that is like. You have to do that. Winning a championship, you have to experience it. And also, for the last 2 years, not making the playoffs, having one of the worst records in the league 2 years ago, you learn more in adversity than you do in success. And so, as we failed, you know, we had time. We didn't play in the bubble. We didn't play in the playoffs. And we looked at what's going on and what, you know, not just Clay's hurt. That's easy to just say, well, Steph hurt his, you know, thumb and Clay's out, and that's why. Well, okay, sure, that's a reason why, but what else? What else is wrong? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What are we focused on? What's our process? And I feel like that's the job. It's in those moments, and even when you win or lose, but especially when you lose, because you got nobody to blame but yourself, and I know you guys have heard, you know, Parcells say you are what your record says you are, basically. I mean, that is, you got to look in the mirror sometimes. And I think, you know, one of the guys, I was talking to Peter Guber yesterday, one of our owners, and he said, what do you think is going on with the team? Similar question, what you guys just asked. And I said, you know, it's sometimes the pieces fit. And I said, you know, you don't really know it, but you plan for it, and sometimes it comes together. And he said, I'm enjoying this year because, he said, Muhammad Ali told him one time, you don't know what kind of fighter you are until you get knocked down and get back up. Well, I feel like this is our team getting back up, if that makes sense. And I'm fascinated to see how it goes. But we knew, to answer your question specifically, I mean, we at least learned, like, we weren't geniuses, but we saw where we were deficient. You know, we saw we wanted more shooting. We saw we wanted a little more skill. We saw we needed some veterans. And then we're able to go get those guys. And, you know, I could give you the details of how we went after those guys and how close it was to not getting them or getting them. And that's an interesting story for another time. But we wanted those guys, and you know, credit to Steve and the staff for putting them in positions, and Steph and Draymond, and kind of showing those guys the way. And, you know, it's so far so good. know, it's a lot of basketball left, and we'll be ultimately graded, which is what it should be by the playoffs.
Right.
But that's a measure of our organization. You know, you talk about the 49ers, talk about the Giants. This Bay Area fan base, it's pretty unbelievable to be a fan in this market, because it's almost become a market of you better win a championship, which is what it is, right? I mean, that's what it is now. It's like, well, if we don't win a chip, it's kind of like, okay, you know, you went to X round, you lost here. Same as, you know, that's the 49ers standard. They probably were the first to set it. That's the Giants now. That's a great place to be a part of, and that's what we're trying to accomplish this season.
No doubt. Draymond Green, DPOY, 10 seconds or less.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We don't even need 10 seconds. That's just the
yeah. I love it. I love it. Quinn Snyder called him the MVP candidate. MVP!
I like that. I saw that. You know what? Somebody. I'm glad somebody as smart as Quinn. As far as impacting the game, you know, you name guys that are more impactful. There's not a lot. There's not a lot of more impactful players as far as winning goes.
No doubt. No doubt. Bob Myers didn't tell us when Clay is coming back, so I guess we're not going to do our, you know, people are going to tell us we didn't do our jobs today, Bob, so thanks a lot for that. Clay Thompson throwing up the sixes. No, we're kidding. We're kidding. We know he's close. You guys are 29-7, 17-3 at home. Really been a fun ride, and we can't wait to see where it goes, man. Can't wait to see where it goes. Bob, thanks so much, man. You're the best.
You are the best.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.